Good afternoon. How are you going, Lynn?
Catherine, I'm very well, thank you.
And this is home?
Yes, it is home. Mobile home.
Do you mind if I take a look?
Not at all. Come in.
Have you ever dreamed of living on a houseboat? Not just for a holiday, but spending every day out on the river? Well, it's a way of life for quite a few people who call the River Murray their permanent home. Hello, I'm Catherine Hoytzenroder. The lower reaches of the river are perfect for messing about on boats. The river is wide and smooth, and the houseboats can travel up and down its lengths through a series of locks and weirs. What's the go with that gangplank there?
That gangplank there is can be treacherous sometimes.
We've made it across. Wow, look at this.
Everything you need to live a normal life, just able to untie and move off whenever we have the inclination.
Today I'm catching up with a few of these river dwellers to find out what draws them to a life on the water. First up, it's retired PE teacher Lynn Davison and her husband Ron, who have moored their custom-built houseboat at Berry in South Australia's Riverland. They moved onto Linny's tinny at the start of the year and have already discovered the benefits of waking up on the river every morning.
The view for a start, I mean, you can't beat waking up to that. And in the evening, some of the sunsets are stunning, particularly when you move away and you know, out upriver or downriver, you wake up and sunsets and sunrises are beautiful. Freedom. You can just untie and go whenever you know, if you feel like moving any time, going for a trip, untie and go. It's take everything with you.
What went through your head when you started to have this idea, Ron, of having a houseboat and living on a houseboat? Did you have any concerns?
The biggest concern I think we've got is age, because living on a houseboat tends to be a bit more active. You've got to do pumping out yourself, water you've got to look after, gas you've got to look after. So you've got to be, and it's fine, we're both fit and healthy, but the big fear is what would happen if something would be to happen to one of us. Yeah.
Moored further upstream from Lynn and Ron is Rodney West. The 73-year-old has weathered more than 20 years on this boat, which he built himself. It's a much more humble affair than the modern houseboats which ply the river today, but it's given Rodney a unique lifestyle.
So I've travelled the river from one end to the other a couple of times, you know. Recently just come back from Gawler for a trip down there. Keeps me off the streets.
Well, you're moored here, really nice spot here at Lyrup.
Yeah.
How long have you been here for?
16 years we've been moored in here. You're out of the wind, you've got the deep side of the river, and you're only a couple of kilometres from the town. You get all the signals for the phones and so on, you know, the internet and all the rest of it, so there you go.
A potbelly stove keeps Rodney warm during the cold winter months on the river. He has solar panels on the roof and a generator for his electrical needs. He also keeps chooks and grows vegetables on a block of land that he owns near the mooring.
I know I've got 12 volt on board, everything's 240, the fridge and everything else, and it's all 240, you know, and the TV and the rest of it, you know.
Yeah.
So,
we're so not... Because I've heard you, I mean, you're playing your radio, so you'll run the radio.
On
you,
240,
you
can,
yeah. Yeah, and the TV.
Yeah, 240.
Do you have any air con? What do you do when it gets really hot?
Out the window. And luckily I've got a swimming pool outside my back door.
So when it's 46 here in the Riverland, you just...
Go for a swim about every hour.
Yeah.
That's about all I do.
Do you have any bricks and mortar investments, or is this,
no,
you know, is this,
nothing.
This is home, this is everything?
This is it, this and this piece of land, yeah.
What would cause you to leave the boat and to move into a house?
Death.
So this is it, this is where you're living, this is where you're living out.
How am I going to improve myself? I've looked at it plenty of times. How will I improve myself by selling up here and moving? And I can't see any improvement, so, you know, this is it. Mm. Now take me out boots first.
It all sounds very idyllic, but sometimes the dream lifestyle can turn into a nightmare. A few years ago, an uninsured houseboat sank in the River Murray, leaving its owner homeless, broke, and facing hefty fines if she didn't remove the wreckage from the water. And even if the houseboat does stay afloat, it's unlikely to increase in value in the same way as a bricks and mortar home. Joanne Seaton and Steve Kitty understand only too well the downsides to living on the water, but they wouldn't have it any other way.
You don't do it to make money as you would with a house or hope to get some capital gain. Every year it is worth less, I guess. But the lifestyle is just fantastic.
So how did you make that decision, guys, to move on to a houseboat?
That's a very long backstory. We've always been involved with the water, water skiing when we were younger, sailing for 30-odd years. We actually built a catamaran to sail off into the sunset, and that didn't work for a whole range of reasons, but sold the business and decided we wanted to come up and be with our kids up in the Riverland and didn't want to live back on land. So we decided we'd get a houseboat built, and this was built in Loxton about 8 years ago. You come home from wherever and it's like you're on holiday.
So that feeling, I mean, you've been here how many years now?
Six and a bit.
So that feeling of being on a holiday, that hasn't sort of eroded over time?
No. Well, we're sitting here now looking at the view on a chilly winter's day and lovely and warm. It's just great. We just love it.
Yeah, no, it hasn't changed. As I said, Steve built a 42-foot catamaran, did all the electrical and plumbing and whatnot, and we lived on that for about 3 years, and we just loved being on the water. So, and this is a lot bigger than our catamaran, so it's, you know, really comfortable.
Mm. Yeah, I guess, excuse me again, I guess the thing is, it's a minimalist lifestyle, but we'd already done that, so we live that way anyhow. But you can't have 4 wardrobes worth of clothes. I think a lot of people in some of the rental houseboats expect that you can have a normal shower for 15 minutes and all 10 of you can do it and you're not going to run out of water. Well, we've never had that issue because we've lived in a yacht and whatever, and so we're aware of that. And so showers here are luxurious. It's just like a normal shower for us. So.
Mm-hmm. It's very private. Yeah. We just shift across to the hotel over there on the dinghy and our little putt-putt thing. And whenever we can sort of avoid driving, we take the boat somewhere, across the football club, we used to.
So if you want to go and have a meal at the pub, you just get in the dinghy?
Hop in the dinghy, yep.
Yeah, we had friends over from Tassie, and we did the same thing. We just took them for a pub up and down the river and then across to the hotel for something different. They loved it.